the Public News Service Daily Newscast, January the 8th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. After this week's violent assault on the nation's capital, Michigan Democrats say those behind the election misinformation that is believed to have sparked the violence must be held accountable.
State Rep. Padma Kupa contends the ransacking of the U.S. Capitol is a sad reminder of April 30th, when protesters with guns raided the Michigan Capitol galleries. And she believes this week's violence stems in part from extremists refusing to accept reality.
The truth matters. Our elections are free, fair, and follow laws that are in place.
Democrats are urging the Michigan GOP to oust co-chair candidate Michonne Maddock, as well as for the resignation of officials who supported efforts to overturn the election. State Representative Darren Camilleri says that includes Michonne and her husband, State Rep. Matt Maddock, who joined the D.C. protests.
He should be censored and removed from office because we should not be serving with people in our government who do not believe in our government in the first place.
In a statement, Michonne Maddock said the rally was intended to be peaceful and agreed that those who broke the law should be held accountable. Mary Sherman reporting.
Meantime, social justice groups in West Virginia are decrying a state delegate's participation in the assault. Mountain State lawmakers are calling for the delegate's removal from the legislature.
Wearing a motorcycle helmet and shouting Trump's name, newly elected Republican Derek Evans recorded his participation with pro-Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol, gaining illegal entry and destroying property. State House Minority Leader Doug Scaff says House leaders are investigating Evans' actions. He points out that wearing a helmet is one of many indicators that Evans was prepared to riot.
His conduct is just not to the standards of what a legislator and elected official of the state of West Virginia represents, and we will be pushing forward to move him as soon as possible from his position.
Evans posted on Twitter that he was in the nation's capital as an independent member of the media. As of late Thursday, more than 33,000 people signed a change.org petition asking the state legislature to remove Evans from his seat for going against the Constitution and the rule of law. I'm Diane Bernard.
And our Eric Tegedoff reports those scenes of supporters of Trump breaking windows and breaching the Capitol shocked the nation this week, but they're also reminiscent of protests in Boise, Idaho.
In August, protesters of a special session in Idaho on COVID-19 safety measures shattered a glass door and rushed into the state capitol. Some in the crowd were armed and included far-right anti-government activist Ammon Bundy. Head of the progressive group United Vision for Idaho says the U.S. Capitol attack and the Boise protests are related.
Not on the same scale, of course, but very similar in tactic. And that's the point, right, is to instill fear by evoking violence and issuing threats.
This is PNS. A question on Pennsylvania's state ballot in 2019 proposing sweeping changes to the state constitution has been ruled unconstitutional itself by a Commonwealth court.
The proposed amendment, known as Marcy's Law, has been promoted as strengthening victims' rights in criminal proceedings. It would implement complex changes to multiple articles in the Constitution. According to Mary Catherine Roper with the ACLU of Pennsylvania, the 3-2 ruling handed down Thursday says the ballot question violates the constitutional requirement that voters must be able to consider changes to different sections of the Constitution individually.
The legislature sent to the voters a list of 15 new rights for victims that affect at least a dozen different parts of the Constitution and in several key ways lessen the rights of defendants.
Secretary of the Commonwealth Kathy Buchvar and interveners representing the rights of victims in the case have 30 days to appeal the ruling to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The ACLU says the amendment, if adopted, would tip the scales of justice even further against people who are accused of crimes. In the wake of more than 3,400 deaths and 12,000 COVID infections at Connecticut nursing homes, advocates for older Americans are pressing lawmakers there to better regulate the industry.
AARP Connecticut is asking the legislature's Nursing Home and Assisted Living Oversight Working Group to consider a series of reforms. Anna Doragazi with AARP Connecticut says nursing homes should not be allowed to ban technologies such as Alexa or in-room cameras that help families stay connected with their loved ones while visitation is restricted.
If you can't go into a facility, at this point you probably have real concerns about, is my loved one eating? Are they drinking? Is somebody coming to check on them? Are they getting their clothes changed?
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Among other things, AARP Connecticut is recommending nursing homes be required to have adequate stockpiles of PPE. Finally, our Roz Brown tells us New Mexico lawmakers will be asked to amend the state's 2019 Oil and Gas Act when the legislature convenes. That happens on January 19th.
The proposed revision would prohibit the discharge of produced water, the flowback from fracking known to contain dangerous chemicals and heavy metals toxic to humans. The legislation is in response to a produced water fracking explosion at a home in the Permian Basin. Bill's sponsor, Senator Antoinette Cedillo-Lopez, says the law, if passed, will require the state's Oil Conservation Division to use the best available science for rules governing fracking.
It'll minimize the use of fresh water in oil and gas drilling, and it's going to make the discharge or the release of produced water illegal.
I'm Roz Brown.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.